Ready for wild of my niggas, let's set it like we on the island, my niggas, I'm with it.
What?
Yo, my click startle bitches with a remarkable sparkle for my bitches with
me. What?
You know we stay dumb and keep shot running just like a 24-hour deli. The way y'all niggas be popping that shit, you be talking, y'all niggas don't be nothing but a 24-hour deli. To talk that funny shit to someone you know, while I bag these bitches and take them to 24-hour telly. The type of chickens to let me get in their belly, little sexy thug bitches who want me to fuck them, them Machiavelli. Then get with my niggas and smoke up an ounce. I crap them with never a mouse. Making bitches skip them about. So forever we be shining like diamonds. Fresher than the fragrance of lime. When we strike, it's all in the timing. Hope with niggas ball on how we be styling. Fucking with huge contracts. Your white beat is on a day in the signing. I'm making all my bitches check for this shit. A lot of niggas know the truth. That's why they always got respect for this shit.
Bust one for me. All my niggas holding their guns with me. Emphasis and stacking they one.
Y'all was shine and remind y'all. Should we got me always one of a kind, y'all. Reconstructing the new design, y'all. Better keep up, my niggas, because you can get left behind, y'all. Let us bust a bottle of wine now. We're celebrating the name of the niggas that control the time, man. Now watch it as we just pick up the pace. You might see the hole in your face. My crew might take the hole in his face completely. Obligated just to keeping you coming and got the breaking all the shit up in the club. But you know that we coming. My bitches check for this shit. A lot of niggas know the truth. That's why they always got respect for this shit.
Bust one for me.
All
my niggas holding their guns with me. Listen and second they run with me.
All
you hang around when I'm hung with me.
Run
with me.
Bust
one for me.
All
my bitches at the club till they come with me.
Rolling
and be having their fun with me.
Keep
the struggle, they be beating their drum.
To all my niggas and all my bitches that just want to live. Live good. Feel good. Yeah. Just bounce to this shit. Come on. Bounce to this shit. All my niggas and my bitches just bounce to this shit. Come on. Bounce to this shit. Yeah. Flip mode constantly.
Does anybody, let me tell you something, does anybody believe, although we know that Black Lives Matter was a farce, right? We know that, right? There's no doubt about that, right? We know it's a lie. Every Black person, the whole thing is this, if we learn how to hate, if we learn how to deal with people, right? We would not need somebody like Candace Owens coming here telling us what we already know. Basically, Candace Owens is not doing this because she cares about Black people. She's doing this to basically make Black people look like we're stupid and everything. The only reason why Black people have not held the Democrats accountable for anything, the only reason why Black people have not held the Black Lives Matter who accountable, we've never held the Nation of Islam accountable for Malcolm X, is because we have not learned to hate. We have not learned to hate. Hatred is a human emotion. God gave us hatred for a reason. Now, I have respect for Dr. Martin Luther King, right? But Malcolm X made said something one time. He said, Martin Luther King and all these people talk about love. He said, yet when you see these civil rights leaders, he said this. I don't know if Malcolm X was a prophet or what. a psychic away. He said these civil rights leaders cut each other's throats down in a minute. And sure enough, was he right? We heard about Jesse Jackson trying to undermine Martin Luther King and all this, the infighting and everything. And Malcolm X, I don't know if Malcolm X has secondhand knowledge, but he said that. He said these are the most phony people in the world, going around preaching love, but these people have cut each other down and smear each other in a minute. We have not learned to hate, okay? There's nobody that Black America can say they hate, except for Clarence Thomas. I mean, he's easy. Clarence Thomas is low-hanging fruit. He's a Black conservative judge, married to white women. But we have to learn how to hate. We have to learn how to say that nigga crossed the line and that's it. We're done with him. And that we got to make sure we bury people when they go into obscurity. They disappear. Because you know why? Because that sends a message to anybody else that gets up on the stage that tries to speak on their behalf. That they fuck up, that's it. You're never going to have anything thing when you got politicians and everything doing things on your behalf, getting your vote and everything. Without your vote, they're nothing. Trust me, without your vote, every last black city, the Black people who are getting shafted and run to the ground, you put these people into power. Because look at Newark, New Jersey. The mayor ran a shit city for years. But I get Black, I love my mayor such and such. I love my neighbors, particularly Black women, make me sick with that shit. And then this new thing that was created by Diddy back in the 90s about, oh, you a hater, player haters, whatnot. And then, okay, you're a player hater. Let's say you go to a club, you got a little bit of jewelry, and somebody's a working class brother, which I felt like I was a target of that shit back in the days. Oh, you a hater. Kyle, you a player hater, whatever like that. Okay, I get that. But these niggas do this shit in politics. Well, you're supposed to have results and responsibility and integrity. And says something like, oh, he's hating. No, nigga. Yes. Call me a friggin' hater. You know, I hate your guts and I want to see you destroyed. I want to see you in jail. I want to see you on indictment. Yes. Hatred, let me tell you something. People always say, how do people know that there will be laws enforced? How does civilization bounce out? Hate is that balance. You can have I've seen it. Listen to me for a second, right? Everything bounces itself out. You can be in the most perfect civilization city, right? Families and everything run everything. All it takes is just one family don't like another family. And it spreads like that. That's what preserves the order of things. That's what preserves all these families from getting together and taking over, because there's always going to be hatred and rivalries and beefs. That's what God put that in us for. Let me tell you something. All the social order is based on love, hate, trust. All these things are necessary for balance. Anybody tells you that we all have to just come together and love and be, they're lying to you. The natural order is, some people you're going to love, some people you're going to like, or some people you're going to dislike. Some people you're going to agree with, some people you're going to disagree with. That's what balances everything out. But when someone tells you, under no circumstances, you got to love this person. You got to trust this person. You got to believe this person. That's a fool. They're making you out to be a fool. Only a fool does that. And right now, collectively, the community, Black America, it looks like a fool. Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room, Barack Obama. There's a lot of Black people who are now questioning now, look, everybody, I love Barack, I voted for him twice. The image of him and his wife up there and everything like that, we didn't know any better. You had this man from Hawaii who didn't even grow up in our culture, in our spirit. Don't have our bloodline or anything. He was able to get up there and get on Ellen DeGeneres and do a couple of dances. We thought he was cool. They say everything. But you see the after effects of everything he does. The transgender rights, the LGBTQ rights, all this stuff like that we're suffering right now is because of his legacy. And then also the image of Black America eroded under Obama. We were always this independent insular community in America. Despite everything, we voted. We didn't really, really vote for the most part. Black America had problems, but Black America was thriving. Everybody's like this. So So when Barack Obama comes in, the world starts focusing on Black America. Oh, we got a Black president. And so we always dealt with things like poverty, unemployment, by pulling ourselves up and everything like that, or getting together locally and everything, solving problems. Suddenly, our whole community under a microscope. And suddenly, in the second term, there was this unleash of racial attacks on Black America. And Barack Obama did nothing. And we basically gave him a pass. While he basically said when he came into office, he believed in a marriage between a man and a woman. He was basically going to secure the border. He said, we got to secure the border. He said, we have too many wars. He didn't agree with the Iraq war. Yet under him, we had the Arab Spring. All these things happened under his watch. And the bottom line is this, Black people, you say like this, you know, he got that nice person smile. We can't hate him. Colin, we can't do it. Why can't you? At least hate a little bit. But why don't you save some of that hatred that you have for Donald Trump, for Obama? Obama let us down. Clinton used our community. Black people love Clinton. Clinton shitted on us. George W. Bush shitted on us. Somehow people forgot about George W. Bush when he tried to, first year in office, tried to get rid of affirmative action because George Bush was really with these right-wing racist groups. And then we got distracted by 9/11. Well, he was out there going to college to talk about we got to get rid of affirmative action and minority set aside, minority hire. He was going after the Black community. He was really digging into the Black community. Did you forget Donald Trump didn't do that? But yet, because of the media, because they made you hate Donald Trump, you see him hugged up Michelle Obama. Well, we got to spend it. You don't forgot about this man started a war and caused 10 million Iraqi deaths. And hundreds of thousands of soldiers, 10,000 American soldiers dead and wounded for life and whatnot, you know? You forgot about that. You forgot about Dick Cheney and Halliburton. He's up there talking about, I'm glad his stupid, ugly daughter lost in Wyoming. People of Wyoming said, look, the people of Wyoming show what it means to hate. She went against their values, and they hated her, and they voted against her. You got to learn to hate and take your hate into your voting booths. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you understand why they call me the College Genesis? Do you understand why I'm the chief host of the Voices of College Nation radio show? You got the most powerful thing in the world, a vote. The U.S. Senate is the most powerful elective legislative body in the world. What goes on in the U.S. Senate affects things around the world. And you have the power to put people in the office and take them out or not. And we got a dog and pony show, Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock. What a freaking joke. That's the best we can do? It's a season to hate. It's a season to say, if you don't bring back the home, the bacon in our district, if our district doesn't improve or not, your ass is going to be gone. We have people like John Conyers, who was in Congress when my parents were dating in 1964. Died in office and left Detroit, didn't bring anything back with Detroit, but talked about a reparations bill for 60 years. Playing the dog and pony. No, you look at Newt Gingrich and all these other people. When Newt Gingrich was in Congress, how they bring home Lockheed Martin and all these other things to that community, and they build a middle class because you got contractors. I would love to see somebody, a congressman saying, yo, I'm going to make this the bomb Black district or not. I'm going to get government contracts here. Boom, boom, boom. Like that lady's doing in Texas, right? That Hispanic lady is doing Texas. She's bringing, Elon Musk. Where's Elon Musk head? You know, I don't know. Amazon. I don't know. Whatever. Elon Musk. What's the name of that? Tesla. And she's gonna put Hispanic people to work in high tech jobs. So that's gonna be part of her middle class growth. But we don't see that in the Black community. You got people like that have the nerve to be still in Congress for people like places like Gary, Chicago, and everything. Chicago is going to hell with Mary Lightfoot on there doing a dance and whatnot. And go Mary Lightfoot. Go, Mary Lightfoot, because you don't learn to hate. They tell you hate her, hate because she's a woman, because she's a lesbian, everything. I don't give a damn. If whatever it takes, you got to put that lady out of office. She's a disaster in Chicago. They're about to release criminals on the street. It's going to be unbearable. When are you going to start hating people that's destroying you? Mayor Adams of New York, why not? The place is going to hell. You know, it's time to learn to hate. It's time to stop loving celebrities. It's time to start loving politicians. It's time to stop loving athletes. It's time for them to fear us and what we can do. That's the only way we're going to get free. I started off a little soft in the first segment. I get that. But as I go on tonight, man, I'm going to rip the fire and brimstone. I'm going to bring down hellfire and damnation to this network and blast it throughout the world. It's time. It's a season to hate. No other way around it. It's time for people to see our eyes and see our jaws, our teeth bared, our eyebrows raised and whatnot, you know? That's the look of fear. That you put that fear in their hearts. You know? That they can't beguile you. They can't shuck and jive you. They can't do that Sambo shuffle and this, that, and the other thing. And you go out there and give them the one thing that gives them legitimacy and power over your life, which is your vote. And then with movies come out and everything like that, we're sick and tired of the trash they put out in our name. Trash in our culture. That we have an alternate Black America that the world focuses on. Black America X. Black America is not always about trauma and failure and all stuff like this. There's also a Black America that's doing well, that did well, that's still doing well. There's a season for all things. This is a season to hate. This is a season of vengeance. This is a season of letting people know how we feel. This is a season to put people in check. Like I said, there's a season for all things. I'll bottom out. Let me read some headlines because, like I said, the next segment is going to really come up. And like I said, I'm going to basically drop fire. Let's see some headlines. I've been collecting them all weekend. Season of hate. Right now, the world's changed how we know it. There's a baby now. They put out black babies now. Black baby girls with penises on them. There's a season to hate. Why are we in these stores, right, boycotting this stuff? Why are we surrounding the executives who put this out? Why are we coming down the streets with pitchforks? Like, how dare you? How dare you misrepresent black womanhood and black childhood like this? There's a season to hate, folks. Now you got Roland Martin talking about, you ain't getting shit if the GOP wins. We ain't getting shit if the Democrats win. Roly-poly. You know, we haven't got shit in. We have nothing to lose. And we have nothing to gain. Marshawn Lynch of the Seahawks is saying that Russell Wilson is struggling because of Hollywood. Now, some people are saying that Russell Wilson, Sierra, is a future, that devil is still sending out signals, trying to interfere in their marriage. And Sierra, she's nothing but a goddamn hood rat. That's what happens when you have Black America and Black America X trying to marry together, like Will and Jada. You have Black America and Black America X battling one household. It's not going to work. You got to leave these freaking hood rat chicks alone. Let Future have her. He should throw her out when I take all his money back, when I and say Future can have her, you know? And so the bottom line, she don't deserve somebody like him. It's time to hate. Will Smith, it's time to hate, brother. You know, what Jada did to you, emasculate you, humiliate you, but you want to love your family. I get that. You love your family. But at what point? She turned her kids against you. After you gave them these no talented boogers all this money because you don't want to hate. You unleashed your anger and hatred on Chris Rock. You should have unleashed that hatred on Jada and said, how dare you? I've given everything to you. But she doesn't want it. She has her daughter convinced that Tupac, no good ass Tupac, you know, would come to life to make your mother happy. And this goes before the whole entire world. And the world takes pride in humiliating and bringing down a man like Will Smith, who's done everything right, who did everything we supposedly say we want society, a black man to do. Had a family, did all the right things, had the right characters in the movie, did everything right. And black America, instead of getting behind Will Smith or not, you cackling and laughing and making memes, everything like that. Folks, it's a season to hate. It's a season to hate. It's a season to make the people, it's time to make Negroes afraid again. You know? And another thing about Nori, right? Now, what gets me is Tucker Carlson interviewed Kanye West. That guy, Chris Cuomo, interviewed him. But yet the only one that apologized is Noriega. I apologize. And also, let me tell you something. Revolt TV is not black owned. It's Jewish owned. Diddy got a piece of it, whatever. They got all these people up there, Killer Mike and all these people. And it's a way of trying to influencing and controlling black people by celebrities. Celebrities have been chosen to be the voice of black America. Because these people will talk about all this and other thing. And another thing, what we have to do as black people right here, we have to basically say, go back to the time where this federal government, we didn't need the federal government for anything. We were in our families and churches and everything. And there's all kinds of programs out there that are like not black specific. The problem is when we start asking for something black specific, right? And then they play that with us. Even though that black people, majority of stuff that you benefit in your life are not black specific. You can get a small business administration loan, PPP loan. You got all this stuff like this. College grants, all stuff like that, that are not race specific, that you benefit from, that black people thrive off of, you know, that's not black specific. Black people, black specific stuff is just a token gesture. And we want tokenism because we want recognition. And we haven't realized that black people in America are not immigrants. We're not people that just came off the boat. So therefore, there's not going to be anything symbolic. We have to have trauma healing, right, from white people or the establishment to give us validity. Instead of saying, look, I got my own validity. I don't need you for anything, right? And let them work for your vote on something tangible or something that you say like this. And then when it comes time to be, let's be honest with ourselves, there's nothing really collectively black people nationally have in common that we can rally around. Now, some people could say, well, what about the inner city blight and everything like that, right? What about money for colleges and all stuff like that, black HBCU? Well, Donald Trump came in here and gave black people all those things. And you hated Donald Trump. Elijah Cummings didn't want to meet with him. The Correctional Black Caucus didn't want to meet with him because they were not serious about black issues. Donald Trump said, well, let's sit here and talk about him. I got the presidency. I can make it happen. What happened with Steve Harvey? Steve Harvey was like, yeah, I met with Trump. He talked about these initiatives. I was there. Trump said, that's a good idea. Black people, how dare you meet with Trump, you know? And Steve Harvey went for the next 2 years apologizing for meeting with Donald Trump. Almost lost everything. So it tells me there's nothing collective black people really want. Ice Cube got Trump to agree to a platinum deal. They said, we could rebuild the industry. $500 billion is nothing compared to what we'll get out of it. Ah, we don't need no $500 billion, blah, 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 blah. So basically, you got people on in front of you talking on your behalf because you like them, because you like their movie. I know it's hard. You know, I know it's hard. When you see somebody that sings your favorite rap song or talks in your movie, you know, like Samuel Jackson and everything, it's hard. But we have to know how to separate the people's acting from their politics. White America did with Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda went over there to Hanoi was basically cursing the Marines, everything like that. White America never forgot that. They call her Hanoi Jane. And Jane Fonda would work out and everything like that. Her career took a beating. She's still a pariah in many parts of America. The white, the gypsy chicks were absolutely 100% right. Let's talk about. But look what happened. They got canceled because they were white girls speaking against George W. Bush. You know, and what happened was white America unleashed their hatred on, even though she was right about the Iraq war. And we all say she was right, but they're not coming back anytime soon because the bottom line is, it's hatred. People do not fear Black America because we don't have any willpower to exercise things about hatred when we have hatred. You know, do you understand that?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
DeVille, formerly known as Gangsterville Radio. It's on now. Dropping the big tunes.
I don't wanna ruin this one. This type of love don't always come and go.
The hottest music in the city.
Hey guys, it's Selena Gomez.
Yo, what's up, it's Trevor Dame.
Last night was the last night. I'm a past life, got me here like you can never figure me out.
This is DeVille Radio.
Here we go.
Hey, this is Miley Cyrus.
You're rocking with the best.
I'm Dua Lipa.
Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart?
My name is Emily K.
It's the best.
Oh my God, this feeling's just begun. Saying things I've never said, doing things I've never
done. This is DeVille Radio. Taylor Nation bringing you the news you don't want to hear, but love.
That's right. The College Genesis brings it like it is. You may hate me, you know, you may love me. I don't give a damn. I'm going to keep telling you like it is. Telling you like it is. Right now, the number one thing threatening us right now is the fact that we have never learned to hate. You know, because when we're powerless, you know, we're powerless. We have basically feel that we project powerless to the world. And we project powerless by thinking we're being virtuous, by letting people abuse us and being like that. Now it's not the time. Now it's time to hate.
Nobody getting in the club right now.
Please don't.
Ain't nobody getting in the club
right now. Man, I'm Jody. What my name is?
Jody.
And I got my boys with me. You gonna let us up through him. And we gonna buy the bar. And we're gonna go. Now. Please go to ATL. We might have been
there. So I'm outside of the club and you think I'm a punk. So I go to my heavy Chevy and pop the trunk. I don't. I ain't never said this. I ain't never said this.
Let a chopper go. To your melon, where the plasma is oozing out of your cerebellum.
Okay, dog.
Now you're smiling, yeah. We ain't talking hard, cold, now eat ya. Little, everybody scared of bigger, bigger, cause I put the heat to his mouth. Heel bigger, yeah. Now own that frame. Whoa. And own someone that's a little bit of a need of a control.
So I'm outside of the club, and you think I'm a
So I go to my heaven, Jerry and Paw Patrol.
Security years, I was working club security those years, back in like the late 2000s, you know, those were fun years of my life.
Break, 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 break round the outside. Two buffalo boys go around the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Three buffalo boys go around the outside. Four buffalo boys go around the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Four buffalo boys go around the outside and don't become your partner.
That was Buffalo Gals, world famous Supreme Creator Malcolm McLaren with the Rocksteady Crew, 1982. That came out. That video revolutionized the world. That basically, when that came out, right? I was like I said, we're me, my boy Chris, C Butter of the show Butter Experience, right? When that came out, man, we had our own breakdancing crew and everything like that. We were called the Spin Easy Rockers, right? The Spin Easy Crew, right? And we was like the Rocksteady Crew. It was like the branch office of the Rocksteady Crew in the city, you know? And then we had the MCB, Mid City Breakers. They were sisters of the New York City Breakers, you know, in our town and whatnot, you know? But those were the days, man. We're spinning, doing windmills and boogieing and break dancing and whatnot. We were fly. We had a crew jacket on. Yo, man, it was a great time. In the 80s was a great time to be a team, man, you know? Yeah, the white kids, like, sitting there, man, look at these black kids. We created, hip-hop gave us our own shit, you know? Our own style, our own everything, you know? And so we didn't have to go out there and try to be punk rockers and everything. We had our own shit. And the white boys respected that, you know? Then along comes Run DMC and everything. Like, yo, yeah, that's right, man. We were here, man. This ain't your story, ain't the only story, white boy, you know. But you know, things change. Fact that we was able to create a youth, create something that they told us was shit. Nobody's gonna buy that stuff. White Americans not gonna like it, you know. White people couldn't get enough of this culture. Now they take it and now look at it now. The culture used to be pure. You know, look what we talked about, you know, boy-girl stuff, having fun. Now what people are talking about, the ops, murder, death and destruction, only because you have not learned to hate. This is the chief host of the Voice of the Colored Nation radio show. Welcome to the second half of the show. And tonight's show is a season to hate. When are we going to start hating? When are we going to start, you know something? The man who loves everything, really loves nobody, doesn't love himself. The man who just sits back and says, you know something, as long as I got my beer and everything, and he lets the world go by him. And then one day, you're going to be 70 years old. I should have said something. Man, I should have did something. You ever see these people out of nowhere? They got gray hair, and they should be retired, they're old, and they're real active. They want to say something. They go to town hall meetings. You ever notice that? That's going to be you. You know why? Because those are the type of people that sat back all the time. And as long as they got their paycheck, as long as they got their thing, they didn't bother nobody and everything. And next thing you know, they're old. And then all the stuff that they could have done and everything like that, they're like, man, my life just went past. Because you just let somebody tell you what to think. You let somebody bully you into voting some way. You let somebody bully you into accepting anything. He withdrew from the world, right? The worst type of man is a man who withdraws from the world and let chaos and all that say, I can't do nothing. You could say, do something. You see something, say something. You know, let your body's your temple. Your mind, body, and aura is a temple. When people come in your presence, if you are the one paying the bills in your house, you have a right to say, you have a mandated right to say what type of stuff you want to go in your house. That TV show is not permissible in this house. That person's name is not mentioned in this house. You know? And you put your foot down. That's how you take your household back and you take your community back and you take the people back one thing at a time. but you refuse to hate. You let your kid bring in all kinds of filth and trash into your house and everything. You let your daughters listen to Nicki Minaj and Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, all this kind of city girls, all this kind of filth, because you want to be the cool dad. You don't want the kids hating you. You want to be the cool mom and let everything go on in your house and whatnot and everything, because you don't want to seem difficult. You don't want to be that dad and whatnot, saying get off my lawn and whatnot. You want to be cool and everybody like, no, I'm sorry. We need more of those dudes that say get the hell off my lawn and all this kind of stuff like that. We need more black men who put their foot down and live for something and stand for something and will, if necessary, will die for something. What do you love? Just what do you love? There's some things worth loving that's worth dying for. Love is always triggered by hatred. You love something, you hate something. If you love something, right, then you hate what will take that which you love. If you don't have that love-hate balance, something that you would kill for, or something that you would hate for and protect everything, you don't have a soul. You might as well not even existed on this earth. How do you make your mark on this earth? And this is why we're the only group of people. I said, why are black people, why are we so powerless? Because we have not learned. First of all, you have to learn how to love. Love yourself. Believe in something. You know what's right and wrong. Stand up for your values. You know who I'm really feeling nowadays? Is that Pastor Geno Jenkins. Geno Jenkins don't give a damn. Let me see if I can find some Reverend Geno Jenkins. He's like, he must have found my blog. I wrote a blog years ago called The Jack-Legged Preacher. Now, he got a whole series called The Jack-Legged Preacher. So he's basically using college genesis tactics. Geno Jenkins, like I said, I inspire people. I know it. So he must have read my file on my blog and everything. It's called the Jack-Legged Preacher. Now he runs a series called The Jack-Legged Preacher. I wrote that blog back in 2007, 2008, around there, called The Jack-Legged Preacher. Now he has a whole series called The Jack-Legged Preacher. He's coming after T.D. Jakes, all of them, man, The Jack-Legged Preacher. I wrote that based on that stupid fat nigga Manning and Al Sharpton. I called Al Sharpton the Jack-Legged. Matter of fact, I found out about that term, the Jack-Legged Preacher, back when the Tawana Brawley case was, because my aunt lived in Wapentake Falls, where that happened. And all of a sudden, this one guy was like, Al Sharpton, Reverend. And all of a sudden, this one guy that was over there one day, oh, Al, he ain't no Reverend. He was a Jack. Oh, who was that said that? I think it was my Uncle Al. You got who it was, but he said, he ain't no preacher. He's a Jack-Legged Preacher. And I said, what does it mean by Jack-Legged Preacher, right? I grew up in my church all life, right? I'm 20 years old at the time. I said, what's the Jack-Legged Preacher? It means that he goes in people, women's houses or not. And when the husband comes on, he jumps out the window and he has a jack leg because they're jumping out of windows or sleeping with men's wife. That's where the Jack-Legged Preacher comes from. So let me see if I can find some Reverend General Jenkins, General Jenkins. Let's see if I can find some General Jenkins. Yeah, he's become a new sensation. That's a General Jenkins. Ooh, he's going after T.D. Jakes. This is what happens when you hate.
Are scared to say anything because you feel honored for these fakers coming in your church.
That's right.
When Tyler gave Jakes that $1 million, Jakes looked like something that came out of a carnival.
Yes, he did.
Tyler went off in that fake tongue. Oh, son of a stop! Tell him up! 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 They laid his hands on the devil. And Jake stood there on television.
Then after he did that, he went into another thing. The devil kept uppercutting.
That's right.
That wasn't no Holy Ghost.
No.
That was $1 million ghost.
That's right.
Oh, no Holy Ghost. That was $1 million ghost. Are scared to say anything.
See, that's what I'm talking about. And I remember that with Tyler Perry. I was like, when that happened, right? I said, I'm not the best Christian in the world, right? I don't really like going to church for that, but I know you could tell that I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit gives you the thing of knowing right from wrong. Or when you do wrong, the Holy Spirit will tell you when you're doing wrong and you have guilt and you want to repent. These people, these reverends and everything that these mega church pastors are committing an abomination. Not only committing sin, but they're committing an abomination. And they're leading people to the gates of hell, you know, literally and figuratively in the afterlife. These people don't care. They don't care. Just give me all your money and everything because you like your reverend because he has a nice car and everything like that. He tells you what you want to hear. He tells you that your sin is everything. And he tells you that you can do whatever you want to do. You can have two men could marry each other and everything. So long as you're putting that money in a collection plate, you could buy salvation. You could buy grace. And that grace will give you salvation. God's grace is not for free. I'm not sounding like Reverend Colin Knight, but I'm telling you, if we do not start freaking taking our culture back from the degenerates, right? We are doomed. And all it takes is people to rise up and say, we had enough. When they start seeing the fire in Black America, that all these people are going to start scurrying like rats. They're going to like, go, well, geez, man, nobody's showing up to our concerts. Nobody's showing up to watch our TV shows. What's going on? And I believe that's starting to happen now. But Black people, you don't need to be entertained 24 hours a day. Get into your books. Get into your families. Turn that idiot box off. And then when you look at these people, look at them like the spectacle and fools they are. Because that's all they are to the people that's putting them in front of you. Fools, but you think any of these people care about Tyler Perry or T.D. Jakes? No. But they know these people have influence over you. You think they care about Diddy and all the people that they put on Revolt TV? No. But they know they have an effect on you. Because it's still a power struggle. This is a power play. Do you think the people are putting out Young Thug and everything, these white racists, that's basically, like I played on the last show, where the guy was like, yo, well, the white man's like, no, the white man puts out money because he's going to make money back. Do you think they care about what these people? No. They're making money and they're controlling Black people and influencing, and Black America is going to hell. Kanye West was absolutely 100% right about what he said. Let me see if I can play that clip. That part right there, he was 100% right. See, people want to say, oh, Kanye's crazy and everything like that. Instead of examining what he's saying, we want to do memes and all the stuff like that and be childish and stupid and everything. Instead of examining, what exactly did he say? Now, I don't like the fact that he's with Candace Owens and all that like that, but a broken clock right twice a day. So let me see if I can find Kanye West's speech.
Because...
Bible, including the.
Shut up. Let's see if I can find this video. I know I saved it. I know I did this time. I know I saved it. How many videos did I save? Yeah, everything like that, you know. Before I do that, right? Before I do that, right, I want to play something. The Charleston White shows me example of when you hate, how to channel hate. Look at what he said about OG Percy, I think he was called.
He is 52 years old?
With OG Percy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you make it well known that no Crip or no gang member has, they don't do anything for the community.
Nah.
You showed last week you took a kid from juvenile when you helped him out. But let's just talk about that because OG Percy, right? He's a Crip, right?
Yeah.
And you feel as though...
He's a 52-year-old Crip. That's not shameful. Fifty-two-year-old with no vehicle. All your children have been to jail. You smoking weed on camera with your kids with guns, and they just coming home from jail. Everything is super loped out, cuz it's never, everything is cuz. Every day you in the Crip colors. And the guy who started the game was 14. So you was every bit of 18, 19 when you joined behind 14-year-olds. Right? Your whole conversation is prison and jail and gangs and street. And is that glorification? Is that glorification? So I'm saying, okay, man, we live in the same city. You walking up and down these streets. You glorifying this. This is what I speak against, homie. You 52 years old talking about cuz. Talking about Lil Rank. Lil Rank was 14 years old, died at 18. I personally knew Lil Rank. You at your mother's house. You stay with your mother. You have no vehicle. You have no woman. What example are we showing our young people, homie? When I wake up and I say, man, look at this big old pretty house I live in with my wife. I'm getting on national TV saying I don't cheat on my wife. Homie, my wife don't suspect me cheating on her. It should be some women in the comments. He a lying motherfucker. It should be some motherfuckers saying, man, he lying. He get high. He talk about dog. Man, I talk about everything. I'm saying, I go my son. Man, here go my daughter's room. Say, man, this what black fatherhood look like. This what black manhood look like. But they want the gangster shit. He who controls images controls minds. That's what Confucius said. So we've been fed these gangster images. When do we counter those images? So what I'm doing, I'm countering that gangster image. You can go get OG Percy. You can go get Monster Cody. You can go get all them OGs that's on camera talking and ask them to show you how they live and where they live. And you'll see, man, they really homeless. OG Percy is a crack addict, huh? Everybody know he smoked crack, huh? Dope fiend. That's a dope fiend, huh? I ain't never smoked crack. So I'm saying, okay, that's why they love DMX. They loving the dope. Man, this is the dope crack babies. They despise their mamas, but they idolize the dope fiend rappers, the dope fiend gangsters, but they resent their mothers. They resent their grandmothers for being dope fiends. Only to look at these men to idolize, not look up to. They don't look up to these men. They idolize. So I'm saying, man, the only reason we went back and forward is because I spoke on something and it was right. Y'all fighting for what, homie? Y'all finna do a fight for what? Two black men finna fight for what? So now we done tricked the world to believe that only black men can solve their problems is in the boxing ring.
Like you said, let's have a spelling bee, right?
Man, a debate. let's have an obstacle. Let's go do an obstacle course, nigga. See if you in shape. See if you can run 3 miles. Let's go. What do? But we go show the world all we know how to do is when we can't think, we fight. Nah, homie, that's why you niggas broke. That go for Bosco. That's why them niggas broke at their mama house, homie.
On to Bosco, right? We did an interview and we spoke about how gangs He doesn't agree with your input on.
Well, he said gang. Yeah. He made it like gangs was positive.
He's saying that people outside of gangs do crime too.
We ain't saying about what gangs do crime. Gangs wake up to kill black people. People who commit crimes don't wake up to kill black people. Gangs don't commit crimes. Gangs kill black people. The niggas don't wake up and go rob and snatch purses. Gangs don't wake up and break in the car. They wake up to go put in work and kill black people. That's all they do. Nothing else. They don't exist to do nothing else. So what the fuck he talking about? That nigga got to be the dumbest motherfucker in the world.
Wow. That's what happens when you harness your inner hatred. Charleston White hates the gang life. He hates Bloods and Crips. He doesn't make a bowls about it. He hates. And because of that hatred that he's putting out there, it's starting to have an effect on these people, you know, about this culture. Now, if you look like you're basically, yeah, I'm about that life and all stuff like that, you look like a freaking fool, you know, because nobody's rocking with you, you know. People, he put it out there. Imagine if we had more Charleston White saying, I hate this shit. I hate these niggas. These niggas ain't no good and everything. Imagine if that was the thing they heard 24 hours a day on the radio. This shit would fucking disappear. You know, this shit would disappear. We are culturally back, you know? And then, like I said, we're battling the biggest threat. The Ku Klux Klan, the neo-Nazis, the right wing, the alt-right, we have nothing on the people, the Zionist powers that's controlling and manipulating black culture through the rap industry. Do all this stuff like that. This is the biggest threat we ever faced in our history. Malcolm X did not have to deal with what College Genesis deal with. Malcolm X didn't have to deal with gangster rappers. Malcolm X didn't have to deal with social media. When he spoke, and when not even the thugs and the criminals, gangsters, oh, Malcolm speaks for us. And they made efforts to try to straighten their life out. Now you have a defiant people who actually hate us. They hate their community. They hate everything we stand for and everything. You understand that? This is the most challenging side. That's why people, don't quote me Martin Luther King. Don't quote me Malcolm X. Because they're not living in our time. You know, they're not living in the time period we're living in. This time right here is going to test us whether we live or die. And the only way you could get on board with this is if you learn how to start hating. When you basically start hating, like way I start hating the thugs, the deadly clowns in our community and everything. You think I'm joking with them? I hate deadly clowns. I hate them. Every time if a cop shoots one of them, I'm thinking, thank you, officer. Nice job. You took that piece of shit off this earth. You took that piece of shit off the street. Every time I see these people fall and everything like that, when I see cops rough up these hood rat hyena chicks and whatnot, running wild and whatnot, letting the kids run wild, fighting and everything like that, acting like men and whatnot, full of testosterone. I'm like, yo, look, yeah, put these people in order. It's kind of time to start hating people. It's time to start hating again. Let hate reign, folks. Let hate reign. When we start hating and whatnot, people will basically understand that there's order. We're trying to establish order in our community, order in our race again, you know? So we gotta play some music, man. I want to play some music for this. What can I play? That's gonna basically set the mood of set the mood of this thing. All right, play that. I don't know. I'll play. Let's see. Let's see. I'll play some music soon. Let me play some 2000 stuff. I had always wished this Rough Riders would have been more successful and everything. I don't know why. Maybe because they weren't edgy enough or not, but I thought they had everything for like a hip hop at the time period, you know?
to myself. Couldn't help the way I felt about him. Sick when he wasn't dead. Like I never dealt without him. Played the fool by choice. All I had was this man. Let him have the best of both worlds, cause it was his plan. All the things I wanted to hate, he told me gently. Whatever it was, wanted nothing, gave me plenty. Told me that he split with this chick, but couldn't shake her. Cause she had his kid, so we fed up with his paper. First it started off like that, no foreclosure. Started slacking off, in fact, it wasn't over. Now my world is crumbling down, I'm feeling shaky. Used to be a superwoman, no bitch could replace me. Wanted him to leave me alone, but I was caught up. Thought I was strong, broke down when breaking up was brought up. Tried to really ride with this dude, I thought I loved him. And every time I'd ask what I should do, he said, trust him.
Welcome to the final half hour of the Voice of the Call Nation radio show. I'm the chief host of the Voice of the Call Nation radio show on Call Nation, broadcasting on DeVille Radio throughout the world. I'm proud to be here. I love DeVille Radio. Long live DeVille Radio, formerly Gangsterville Radio. And this is the final segment. I'm going to find that Kanye West clip. I wasn't going to think about waiting until next week, but no, I think I'm going to play this. I think this is very important, you know. Let's see, Kanye talking about this. This is stuff that we've been talking about for decades, right? Kanye and Jews. Jews. Okay. Fold you. See, Kanye's proof is hate. That's another thing. When you basically call out Jews and what they're doing, it's called hate speech. You know? Kanye was anti-Semitic, Kanye, you know. Kanye's Twitter, they took his Twitter away because he spoke the truth about Jews, you know. And nobody else is brave enough in a hip-hop era to basically talk about that, you know. You know, anti-Semitic. I want to see that speech, what he said. Twitter locked Kanye account because after posts about Jewish people. He's talking about Jewish executives. He's not talking about Jewish people. But you're not allowed to talk about anything. Now you got George Floyd's family, right? Already sitting there with $230 million, right? Settlement, right? of that no good piece of shit, George Floyd, who stuck a gun to some lady's head, a pregnant lady's head, a baby's stomach, when and robbed her and whatnot. That piece of shit, George Floyd, that was strung out on drugs and everything, and that's why he died for the most part. But yet he basically is the poster boy for everything that's wrong. You know, Kanye West with Trevor Noah. Kanye's anti-Semitic statements, right? Not people could talk about black people 24 hours a day, right? But any basically Twitter cancel Kanye after they go, you can't cancel Kanye. Anti-Semitic speech. Instead, examine what he's talking about, you know? Okay, I want to basically find this thing, what he said. And I don't, Kanye jealous of Jews or not. It's not jealous of Jews. It's basically a matter of Jews who control the industry. We're not talking about the Hasidic Jews you see walking, minding their damn business. We're talking about these satanic Jews. Just like you got Jews in the house of Satan. Just like in Christianity, you got satanic cults. Jews, you got satanic cults. In Christianity, you got the Ku Klux Klan and all these other people, the mafia, the Catholic Church, the Pope, everything. Same thing with the Jews. You got people, the Jews, who do nefarious things in the Jewish community, you know? So that's like this. I hope TikTok didn't take this down. You know, no. I just did save this the other day. There's no way this thing is freaking gone already. No fucking way. You know, there's no fucking way this is gone. I saved this video deliberately for this show. It's gone. There's a spot that it was in. The fucking page is fucking blank. Motherfuck TikTok. How about that? Fuck you, TikTok. Now, right there, you see a blank video right there. That's exactly how I remember when I save videos. That's how I remember where I placed it at, you know? Okay, wait a minute. No. Here it is. No, they didn't save it. I think it's the same one. Here it is, folks. No, they didn't take it down. I saved it twice. That's why I saved two of them.
Triple S, Tupac, that's what Larry was saying.
Right.
My response is, well, I guess I'm next then.
Right.
Because it's no backing down at this point. I talked to Cube because Cube been labeled an anti-Semite. First of all, we are Semite. We Jew, so I can't be anti-Semite.
Right.
First of all, I need my four stadiums back. The 78 media outlets that called me abuser when I was trying to get that heroin addict away from my kids that was tattooing my kids' names on them, Skeet, Pete Davidson.
Right.
It popping up. You know what I'm saying? It's like Trevor, not even from America.
Right.
He just looked black.
Right?
Gonna say, yo, Kim, it's gonna get dangerous. So they putting all that, he crazy. He's so OJ. My Nori just want the family back together.
Right.
I just want the family back together.
Right.
Kim is a Christian. On TMZ, I just saw yesterday, they said Pete Davidson and Kim have sex by the fireplace to honor their grandmother. It's Jewish Zionists that's about that life, that's telling this Christian woman that has four black children to put that out as a message in the media. So when I drive by and I see the Hulu ads and I say the JP Chase Morgan ads, I'm going to let y'all know right now, the devil is a defeated foe. You can't poison me. And by the way, y'all done already fucked with me so much. Y'all already black mirrored me. You already made everybody think I'm crazy. You already took my family away. You already separated all my friends. I don't got no celebrity friends. Because when I was on TV, on Instagram saying, I don't know where my child is, and the Kardashians kidnapped my daughter in public, and I didn't have the address of my child. None of these niggas that want to say something
Travis
now.
Travis gave you the address, though.
Travis gave me the address.
Right.
But as far as Meek Mills, Puff Daddy, whoever, none of these niggas. All you fake hard niggas, fuck you.
Wait,
come on, hold on. All you fake hard niggas, fuck you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'll get fucked because you can't shoot nobody anyway. And the reason why you got talks is because you get a deal, you fucking fed. You know what I'm saying? That's why you gotta come at me, because part of the deal for you to be a and get out of jail is that you promise that you're gonna go pull my coat car. So y'all need to shut the fuck up about me. Now let me say it calm. You niggas shut the fuck up about. You shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that was Kanye. I don't say like he was crazy to me. DJ Statham just said, yeah, I fell asleep. Yeah. Okay, yeah, it came on, brother. I got everything straightened out, brother. Man, I'm sorry you missed the show tonight, man, but I'm gonna put it on Spotify so you can listen to it. This was I went Reverend Collar tonight. You know? I went Reverend Collar tonight, you know. You know? Yeah, download the app. I probably have to download the app again and stuff like that. You know, I'm gonna have to probably do all that. We're not about to do that this week and everything like that, because you know, so we have to get this buffering and stuff like that, you know. But for the most part, we had a good show tonight, you know, not too many technical difficulties and everything. But tonight's show, you heard what Kanye just said, right? Black people, right? For some reason, we fell in love with the Kardashians. Black, I know what it is. Kim got them big hooters and big ass, everything like that. But we don't know how to compartmentalize. You can say Kim got a fat ass and nice titties and everything. You fantasize. They put out that sex tape. You know what that sex tape was really for? That wasn't for white men. That's for black men. To will black men into this nonsense. That we, black people, are basically terrified of the Kardashians. They're terrified. Why? Because white people have a control over black America. They seem like one of the white people that like us. The Kardashians like black men. They like women. Robert Kardashian was OJ's lawyer and everything. Black people fantasize about that lifestyle, which they could be among rich white people. And that's the world they sell us that we want to give in. But there's a price to pay for all that. Are you willing to give your soul for that life? That's what Kanye's talking about. I sold my soul for this life. And it ain't worth it. And he said, Diddy, you're a fake ass gangster. Diddy, nobody gives a damn about you anymore. You done fucked over so many people. Mace is coming out saying, fuck you, Diddy. Diddy done fucked. Tell me one person that's successful dealing with Diddy. Nobody. It's a season to hate. Mace is telling you, fuck Diddy. We're going to start saying, fuck a lot of people. Nobody's going to get up there and inform us anymore. People are going to come before us humble. Black people, I know I ain't did shit. I'm nothing. But I humble it. Then we'll listen to you. Ain't nobody getting up here pontificating, telling you, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Nigga, if we don't chase you out of there, we got to get back to the old school Apollo Theater. Sandman, get this nigga out of here. Let me see if I can find that Sandman sound, you know. Let me see Apollo Theater Sandman sound. Let me see if I can play that. Let me see if I can. I wonder if somebody got that. Is somebody crazy enough to have that sound, you know? Sandman, Apollo Theater, Apollo. Well, somebody got it, you know. Sandman, get all that one is like a little tiny clip. Sandman, get him out of here. Sandman, get him out of here. Oh yeah, okay, yeah, thank you. Let's see, is what happens when you get booed, you know? Sandman, get out. Get back to that amateur. We need to get all these people think they're so bad as an amateur night at the Apollo Theater. You know, Sandman, get him out of here. Sandman, get him out of here. You know, and get him, yeah, get the a big umbrella and comes in and yanks you. We have too many deadly clowns out here, and the deadly clowns have taken over. I told you a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, and 3 weeks ago in the show. I'm the ringmaster in the circus of deadly clowns. Now you realize what I'm talking about. I'm not paranoid. But Colin, you have a clown thing since you was a kid, man. You know, a clown scared you at a circus, and that's why, yeah, that happened to me when I was a kid. I was scared of clowns. I was terrified of clowns when I was growing up. But now I got real clowns I'm dealing with. Real deadly clowns. Do you understand where I'm coming from, folks? We have to start hating. You see, he called Diddy a freaking clown, or fed, everything. I was like, that's a serious allegation. They let people basically on. Some people could do what they want to do. 50 Cent and all these other people. 50 has done some serious shit to people. And he always walks away clean and free and clean. How the fuck does that happen? You know? I do one fucking thing, they're going to put me under the fucking jail. But some people can do all kinds of shit, and they always walk away free and clear. You know, free and clear, you know. You know, and they love 50. And I love 50 too. I love his music. See, I can separate 50's music, but I think he's talented. Love his music from him. You know, if he just stuck to his music and everything, stopped trolling and getting into politics and the culture movement, he'd be all right with me. But he gets up there, Nicki Minaj was talking about the vaccines, whatever. He decided to get on Jimmy Kimmel. He said, I don't know what Nicki says and whatnot. And he had that sly whisper voice. And basically got that 50 smile and, you know, his charm and everything like that. Yeah, you know, he's one of those black guys. And when you were 50, he's actually funny. But it's not funny anymore because it's serious, right? He's the type of person basically like, yeah, you know, he puts white people at ease. He's the type of guy like, look, man, you know, I understand you, what white people are saying. This guy's a fucking clown. This black man's getting out of line and everything like that, you know. And he's the type of person to sit back. He comes with a suit and tie on. Yeah, you know, I thought about the situation. And they're like, that's what we need black men to be like, you know. That's what type of black man we need. Not saying he's necessarily selling out, but they want black men to be withdrawn from it all. You know, above it all. 50 acts like he's above it all. You know, whatever's going on, George Floyd protests. Yeah, you know, and white people love that sort of black man. A lot of black people like that sort of black man, you know, because sometimes we just want to, yeah, you know, let's put the game back on, you know. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, the whole the protest thing. I remember when the protests go to the NFL, everybody's like, yeah, we know cap and everything like that, right? So we found a way how to get around that. Yeah, you know, before the game comes, let's all take a knee. So you got people that say, okay, let's just take a knee. Okay, we're taking a knee. Now let's get to the game. Game goes on, everything like that, you know. And then so the sports announcers, the fans, everybody said, you know something? Let's just take a knee. For all the fallen black persons died. Now, woo, baby, let's get back to the game. Bottom line is this, bro. You know, the Colin Kaepernick, that's another one. He came, didn't play, what, two seasons in the NFL? He's worth $100 million right now with Nike's door. Didn't do nothing but basically talk a bunch of nonsense. Now, the NFL, they knew. They got billions of dollars. The country was going through a phase and everything. The orange man is out of office. Now, let's all go back to playing football and everything like that. While you basically were stupid enough to believe that there was some new movement and everything, Jay-Z's one inch closer to earning 1.00001% of an NFL team like he has the Brooklyn Nets. Boy, he'll have a box seat down there with Jay-Z, with Beyonce and Beyonce's mother and everything like that. She's telling everybody, why are Jay-Z sold us the fuck out, lady? You know, Kim Knowles, whatever her name is. Jay-Z sold us out, lady. You know, he sold us out. He said, for the Super Bowl, basically the whole time he's walking around with this guy Kraft, you know, and with Meek Mills and everything, these billionaires got to do with these fucking niggas from the hood? You know, they're making deals with the Rock Nation and everything like that. All stinks to fucking high heaven. You know, Jay-Z can get away with this stuff because why? We have not learned to hate. Jay-Z says he did title was something for black people. How do we benefit? How many black shareholders are none? Jay-Z says, oh, black people, we need ownership of the NFL. Who needs ownership? How is Jay-Z getting part of the NFL do anything for us? Why is he? Then white people can say, yeah, y'all got part of the NFL now. You know, we don't got part of the NFL because Jay-Z got it. Because the bottom of the fact that Jay-Z can do it is because we have not learned to harness our hatred and our anger and say, no, the hell with that. Because we're so scared of being called haters. We're so scared of being called jealous. It's not about that. You have no right to our name, our continuity, and our posterity. Nobody has a monopoly on that. And when people get there and they do stuff in black people's name, because they know they can get away with it. They know all you have to do is show Jay-Z and Beyonce at the next Grammys and everything. When they come out on the red carpet, oh, Jay-Z and Beyonce, you see all the lights and everything and the glamour. You not forgot about the fact that they just screwed you over a few months earlier. But hatred lingers. That's why, because you have not learned to harness your hatred. Hatred is real. Hatred is a natural thing. Hatred preserves the order of things. Hatred, fear, anger, and vengeance preserves the order of things. Same thing with respect and everything. You cannot have a situation where, oh, you're hating. Look, the bottom line is this. People hate. That's what makes sure that a society functions properly. If things don't balance out, right? One group of people have too much power, they can do it, they abuse it. What balances it out? Somebody on the other side who don't like that other side of people, right? And naturally, it balances out. So therefore, you take each other to court. You say, like, you got criminal allegations against him. You got somebody in the police or whatever, like, to investigate him and everything. It happens all the time. Nobody's immune. Why? Because no matter how powerful you think you are, there's always going to be somebody that hates you and wanted to bring you down. That is natural. That's the way the world is. And how do you preserve yourself and prolong that? It's through politics, through socialization, through doing goodwill and being on the thing. Because the bottom line is this. We're the only group of people where people can fuck us over for generations and generations, and we do nothing. Because we don't exercise our power, our hatred, or all the natural things that balances things out. People don't feel like they have to be accountable to us. They can tell us anything, and we believe it. There's a season for all things. Right now, Black America needs a season of hate. We need to hate the racist. We need to hate the freaking criminal element in our community. We need to hate the people that's freaking bringing our image down. We need to hate the drug dealers. We need to hate the gangs. We need hatred in our community. More than anything else, hatred is going to save us. And when you have hatred, you got to be willing to act on it. Somebody coming there shooting up the community and everything. Cop comes, blows his brains out. Hey, officer, you know something, officer? We're not going to protest. But why don't we invite you down here to the cookout? Invite that officer who blew that freaking nigga's head out that's been terrorizing the community with gangbanging. Invite that officer to the next cookout. And say, yeah, officer, you did a good job. Thank you. That sends a message that you're on the side of law enforcement. That it sends a message that you better find something else to do because your gangbanging days are over. There's a season to hate. Hatred is justified. God put hatred in us for a reason. It's only when hatred is unjust. Which God's a God of hatred. God tells us he hates the sinner. He hates the unjust. He hates the ungodly. The same way we have to do. But hatred just basically what unjustified hatred. We hate somebody just because they're Jew, just because they're black, just because they're white. That's unjustified. But when people are actively doing stuff, you are justified in hating that person or hating everything they do, hating what they stand for. Hatred is real. We have to start using it. I hate that person. I want to see him gone. I want to see him fail. I want to see his career over with. I hate freaking Cardi B. I hate Nicki Minaj. I hate these people. I hate half these rappers. I want to see them fail. I don't wish them the luck when they're destroying our culture. I want them gone. I want these record companies that fund them gone. Hatred is real. This has been the Voice of the College Nation Radio Show with the chief host of College Genesis. I will be back next week, same college time, same college channel. And tomorrow, next week, we're going to deal with the history of the jack-legged preacher, the enemy within, the jack-legged preacher. Next week, same college time, same college channel, and I'm out.